It's Thursday, the 19th of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the official GDP figures for the second quarter of 2024 covering economic activity from April through to June. The economy grew slowly, with secondary industries showing only 1.5% growth compared to the 7.1% recorded in the same quarter of 2023. NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo.
The activities in the domestic economy grew to 3.5% during the second quarter of 2024 compared to 3.6% increase recorded in the second quarter of 2023. The gross domestic product in nominal terms stood at 59.5 billion in the second quarter of 2024, up from 54.6 billion recorded in the same quarter of 2023, reflecting an expansion of 4.9 billion.
The Bank of Namibia has concluded the 25th annual symposium in Windhoek today. Speaking at the event, Dr. Gideon Edu Onuma, Principal Agricultural Marketing and Finance Economist at the Natural Resources Institute, said that the global value chains currently contribute 60% of the world trade and directly employ about 453 million people.
One of the reasons why Africa is so vulnerable to these natural shocks is because the sector is dominated by smallholder farmers who are low-input, low-yield producers. They don't have access to a lot of the high-yield or yield-boosting technologies that are already available on the market. And even when they get access through subsidized programs, there are also pressures on them to actually financialize their returns as quickly as possible through diverting those inputs to others.
South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesse Chakanyago has announced that the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to cut the country's repo rate by 25 basis points to 8%.
The MPC decided to reduce the policy rate by 25 basis points to 8% per annum with effect from the 20th of September. Our forecast suggests this progress will be sustained, with inflation contained below the 4.5% midpoint of our range through to the end of the forecast horizon in 2026.
Vaccine Alliance Gavi is buying 500,000 mpox vaccines from Bavarian Nordic AS for African countries most affected by the outbreak. Bloomberg reports that the vaccines will be distributed this year, prioritizing areas in greatest need. Gavi is using up to $50 million from its emergency response fund to cover the costs of the vaccine's delivery and administration. And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an end to the escalation in violence in the Middle East, saying all parties must exercise maximum restraint. This comes as explosions involving pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to Hezbollah killed over 30 people in Lebanon. Israel has been blamed for these attacks.
The logic of making all these devices explode is to do it as a preemptive strike before a major military operation. As important as the event in itself is the indication that this event confirms that there is a serious risk of a dramatic escalation in Lebanon.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.